This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, August 5th, 2013. Meredith Martin Moats is spending some time this summer reading about her home state, Arkansas. And she's also spending some of that summertime telling us about those books. Here is the second part of her series.
The second installment in the End of the Summer Reading series is Stephen Wilson's 1986 publication, Harvey Couch, An Entrepreneur Brings Electricity to Arkansas. Couch was one of the state's early industrial developers, and I initially became curious about him when I kept coming across his name when reading about the disastrous flood of 1927. Known for bringing electricity to the state and founding Arkansas Power and Light, which would eventually become known as Entergy, he also played a fundamental role in early phone service, created radio stations, and succeeded in delivering electricity to both rural and urban areas. When the Arkansas River jumped its banks and covered the state with 30 feet of water, his extensive connections throughout the region made him the obvious choice for flood relief director. Several books have been written about Couch, but this Little Rock-based August House publication remains easily accessible. Written with obvious adoration, Wilson's tale traces Couch's humble Arkansas beginnings, starting out with a profile of his parents and his childhood as a farm boy in Calhoun, Arkansas. Born in 1877, he was an outcast in the Magnolia School until a teacher named Pat Neff took great interest in him, suggesting he was the kind of man who could, quote, build empires. Couch was working for the railroad when he came into contact with men putting up telephone wires. The telephone industry had yet to really take off, and Couch, always in search of economic growth, saw an opportunity that he'd been looking for. He wanted to set up new phone services in places that had yet to receive it, especially in rural areas, like where he'd grown up. So he paid another railroad worker about $50 to exchange routes with him, and took over the route from Magnolia to South Louisiana to set up lines on the side. Soon thereafter, he and the postmaster in Bienville, Louisiana, formed the North Louisiana Telephone Company. Even in those early days, Wilson points out, Couch excelled at seeing economic opportunities in the humblest of places. Couch sold his company to the Bell Company in 1911 and began looking to invest in electricity, which was still spotty throughout the state. Just as with the telephone company, Couch sought to create an interconnected system that would link rural and urban communities. At the time, New Orleans was the only place in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas that was using electric power to run its industries. The industries that did use energy, such as the timber industry, generated their own through the use of steam mills. Couch discovered that the Arkansas Land and Lumber Company, working in Malvern, was treating sawdust as a waste product, even though it could be used to power steam boilers. Soon after, he struck a deal with the company to build power lines on their property and make use of their waste product and their unused boilers. Quote, "For $300 a month," writes Wilson, "Couch would buy steam from the lumber company's boilers to give Malvern and Arkadelphia 24-hour electric service for the first time," end quote. This highlights not only Couch's creativity, but also the changing nature of Arkansas industry and Couch's role in facilitating these changes. When the flood occurred in 1927, Couch was still building this empire of Arkansas electricity, and he still had a ways to go. Herbert Hoover, then Secretary of Commerce, came to the state to survey the flood damage. Much of the South was flooded, but Arkansas, historians agree, was the hardest hit. "I suggest three things to bring about relief," wrote Hoover. Quote, "First, organization. Second, organization. Third, organization," end quote. According to Stephen Wilson, quote, "Couch's dream and purpose of providing Arkansas with an interconnected system was proving itself in a most drastic way," end quote. The flood would forever alter Arkansas's agricultural economy and the economic systems that held it up, and Couch was at the center of this transition in a myriad of ways. Author Stephen Wilson offers no real criticisms of Couch, and there's a lot of unanswered questions about his role in industrial development. But still yet, it's an interesting introduction to a man who changed everything about the state. You can read more about Couch and his quest to electrify the entire region, the $2.5 million reconstruction fund he created after the flood, his endless attempts to swoon Eastern investors at his charming cabin on Lake Catherine, which was actually created when he created Rimmel Dam, and his role as one of the 7 business leaders chosen to be a part of the Reconstruction Finance Corporation in the book Harvey Couch, An Entrepreneur Brings Electricity to Arkansas. What are your thoughts on Harvey Couch? I'd love to hear about them. You can visit me online at boildowndjuice.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin Motes.
Meredith Martin Motes is the creator of the blog Boiled Down Juice. She's also the director of the McElroy House Organization for Cultural Resources and Community Action. She's reviewing books about Arkansas for Ozarks at Large this summer.